Hey, this is Dean, and welcome to episode 3 of Old Dudes Rock the Podcast. And I'm outside of the studio today. The little podcast studio is empty because I'm sitting out back at my home. So you're going to hear some wind. It's a little windy down here in South Florida today. But you know what? Today, I wanted to put this up. I've been thinking a lot about this episode and what I wanted to do. And here we are, 4 weeks into this self-quarantine. And self, in my area, in my city, there's a curfew of 10 o'clock that you can't go out. So I've been staying in the house and just, you know, working on the Old Dudes brand and putting my thoughts together. It's such a strange time. I mean, I'm still baffled. I wake up every morning and can't believe this is happening. Never, ever did I ever think that we would live through such turbulent times. You know, down here in South Florida, we experience hurricanes. And so sometimes for like a week, we'll go into a situation where we can't go to work. We have to stay in house. We have to board up our windows. We have to stockpile food and water to last us a little while, not knowing if the hurricane's going to strike us directly. And for some people, that catastrophe could last months of being without a home. I've never been in a situation where I lost anything more than electricity for 2 weeks. But this is something totally different. This is 4 weeks so far of coming outside every day, sitting on my porch, looking at the water, and wondering, when is this going to end? And always thinking that eventually it is going to end. Hopefully by, you know, I was thinking by May, things would be back to normal. But now I'm thinking June, July. I read an article by Bill Gates that said, this is going to be going on for at least a year. And I'm like, a year? The dude couldn't get the virus out of Windows. And he's going to tell us about the virus in reality? My question right now is, what's going to happen on the other side of this? Are the jobs going to come back? I read an article yesterday that said that major companies that will not be able to come back from this are major retailers that are not going to be able to come back from this are JCPenney, Sears, Nordstrom, and I forget who the four. J. Crew. Nordstrom apparently is $3.5 billion in debt before the coronavirus. And now, with their stores shut down for a month, they don't think they're going to be able to survive this. But what other companies are not going to be able to survive this? I just don't know anymore. I had a positive outlook, and I'm trying to stay as positive as I can. But this is just crazy. Occasionally, I go out for a ride just to clear my mind, just drive around the area, and there's more people walking, exercising in groups of 3 and 4, and I just can't figure out what their mindset is. And traffic on the road is not as bad as it usually is, but it's like, it's still pretty thick. Where are people going? What are they doing? There's a COVID test facility down the road here, and the National Guard is in there. They have all these stations set up, and I drive by yesterday, and there's no one in there. There's no one going in for testing, but yet there's a million cars all on the road, and I'm just like, people just don't understand. And another thing is, people just genuinely don't give a shit. They're going into stores with their masks and gloves on, but when they come out of the store, they're taking their gloves off and throwing them on the floor. So if they did pick up this virus, they just dumped it in the parking lot for someone else to get it. It's crazy. It's just absolutely crazy right now. But there's still good in the world. There's always going to be good people and bad people. But I think there's, although people are not doing the smartest things right now. I think that in reality, maybe we needed this, because I'm starting to see more people come together, family spending more time together, and people rooting for each other and trying to help each other out. And I think the American way might come back. The last time I saw anything remotely close to this was on 9/11. For the weeks after that, people were hanging flags on their houses and their cars and helping each other out, and Americans were sticking together and being one nation instead of separation that we've experienced. And I see that happening a little more now, and maybe it'll get better until they start blaming people. But I think that in the end, when this is all said and done and the economy gets back together, we need to do something as Americans to be more self-sufficient and start building more things in our country and not relying on countries like China. Because conspiracy theory or conspiracy theorist or not, I'm convinced this was no accident. I mean, we had the best economy in the world 4 to 5 weeks ago, and then all of a sudden this disease pops up in China, in this one city, but all their major cities like Beijing and Hong Kong, nothing there, very little in Russia. And then all of a sudden the United States gets whacked and our economy drops, and we have people out of work by the millions and people dying by the hundreds of thousands. And it's crazy to think about, but I don't think this was a mistake. I think this is an act of war. I mean, the doctor in China that found this disease and reported it to the government was arrested and shut up and died, because China's government didn't want this to get out. For what reason? For what reason would they not want this to get out there? I could think of one big one. Slap the Americans and destroy their economy. And then they're shipping their test kits that are not even any good. I think the world, after this is all said and done, after we fix this problem, and we will fix it because we're Americans and we prosper and we move on, we will fix this. But we have to do something to wipe them out. I didn't want to get too political with this podcast. I really wanted, when I started to develop this podcast, I wanted it to celebrate old dudes like me, guys that bring it every day, and celebrate our passions, like fishing and motorcycles and surfing and classic cars and all that cool stuff. But then this happened, and I'm just thinking out loud here and sharing it with you guys, because this is just crazy. Let's see what the weeks ahead brings us, and hopefully get back on to a better way of living. Thanks for listening to me today. I just wanted to share my thoughts and hopefully get back in the studio and start putting out some really good content on these podcasts. Old Dudes Rock, my name is Dean, and thanks for listening.